What a World Cup it's been. 2014 champion Germany was beaten yesterday by South Korea, the first time Germany has fallen out in the first round since 1938. Closely watching fans of Mexico, who are at the same moment losing to Sweden, but South Korea's win over Germany meant Mexico advanced anyway, which is why you saw pictures of Mexicans hoisting South Koreans in the air in thanks. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, wasn't that great?
Yes. Now, to be fair, this wasn't just random South Koreans that people set upon on the streets of Mexico City. I believe it was a South Korean diplomat who was quite happy to be hoisted, in the air. Yeah.
But how devastating for Germany's fans.
Oh, so devastating. And for the fans. Now, for the soccer community, I think if you're a fan of great soccer, or as they call it in most places in the world, football, mm-hmm. you just want Germany to be there in the knockout rounds. They're always there, as you said, since 1938. But the fans of Germany, from what I'm understanding, are going deep on the psychological elements of mm-hmm. this. And they, you know, are picking apart how the locker room was at odds with each other. And of course, they're blaming the coach who won them the World Cup or helmed the team who won the World Cup, Joachim Love. So there's a lot of recrimination on a psychological and emotional level for fans right. of the Mannschaft.
But as you mentioned, this is the knockout phase, and during which Mexico is said to have been historically cursed, and now they're going through. What does it mean for them?
Yeah, that is a change. And what isn't a change? And we should note that four of the five last champions have not made it to the knockout phase. Mm-hmm. So you would think a great team would continue on. But what I actually think is happening is that it becomes hard to overhaul a roster as necessary. And mm-hmm. with a quadrennial affair, you probably have to do that. On the other hand, you often have these surprises. And I guess now Mexico is one of those surprises. But
right.
they could go far. They have the offensive firepower. They beat Germany 3-0.
Yeah, right. Just what else are you looking at?
Japan advanced, and it's a kind of a quirky thing because the tiebreakers, you go to goals and goals against, and then the last tiebreaker was fair play. Whoever had fewer yellow cards between Japan and Senegal, I don't think Japan will be the team to beat. It's still probably Brazil, but I've been reading a lot about Team Switzerland, which has been playing well, and I found out their coach speaks all four languages, which hasn't happened with a Swiss coach, and it's very important for team cohesion that the coach can actually speak to you in your language.
That would help. Okay, we only have about a minute. I just want to check in on the NBA free agency, which begins Sunday. What should we look for?
NBA. The two big things, I think Kawhi Leonard of the Spurs has clearly indicated he wanted out. He played, I think, 9 games this year. Could be a good case can be made that he's about the third or fourth best player in the NBA. And depending on who he pairs up with, you can have a great team. What if he goes to the Cavs and pairs up with LeBron James? And just hours ago, Paul George of the Oklahoma City Thunder said he was going to opt out. So what we're going to have is a lot of moving pieces. And then when the season starts anew, we'll have the great Warriors in the West. The Celtics will be great in the East, and we'll see who else maybe forms a super team.
Yes. Just say that again. The Celtics will be
the
great
Celtics
in the East.
That's right. I think
Jeremy's
no matter what
too.
Happens, they're the team to beat in the East.
That's what we say, but what do we know? Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, also editor of the new book, Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.